We're continuing our series of profiles on candidates for Bethel City Council. Through next week, we're going to be having Bethel City Council candidates on Coffee at KYUK. We're going to be asking them about who they are, why they're running, and what they plan to do if they're elected. This morning, we have our third guest, Haley Hansen. This is Haley Hansen's first time running for Bethel City Council. And as a disclaimer, this was pre-recorded. All right, I am here with
Haley Hansen.
Haley, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I was born and raised here in Bethel. I went to school here, graduated from BRHS. After that, I went to college at University of Alaska Fairbanks and got my bachelor's degrees in political science and geography. After that, I stayed up there and started working on a master's in rural development, completed the coursework for that, which brought me back to Bethel to work at the planning office here for the city. And I did a 6-month internship with them, working with Ted Meyer, who's now back as the city planner. And then I actually found out my true path was education. So I started a master's of education program a couple years ago, graduated with my master's of ed and my teaching certificate, and I've just started my second year teaching up at BRHS.
Awesome. What is your favorite trait about yourself?
My favorite trait is I feel like I'm a pretty honest person. I think I'm pretty approachable. So if anyone ever wanted to talk to me out in public, I would be very open to that and enjoy talking to people.
What do you think is the most important thing for a council member to be?
I think open about the process. I think we're public servants, city council members and anyone who's representing the city, and people's concerns are very important, and that's your duty as a public servant, is to make sure you're listening and trying to do the best you can to serve the people.
Mm-hmm. And putting those two questions together, what do you think makes you a good candidate for Bethel City Council?
Because I love Bethel. I chose to come back here a few years ago, and I didn't realize how much I loved Bethel when I lived here originally. It was only after I came back after being away in Fairbanks that I realized this is home and will always be home, and I can't wait to, you know, move on to the next chapter in my life here in Bethel.
And looking back at situations where you've been on a team with other people, done teamwork with other people, what role do you think you play on a team?
What role do I play on a team? Let's see. The deliberative person. I very much sit back and let other people, you know, talk about what they think about the topic, present ideas, information, and try to put it together into something that's easy to understand. Am I putting this the right way? Am I getting this so that we can move forward and try to come up with a solution?
Mm-hmm. And you talked about your love for Bethel, but what other reasons do you have for wanting to be on council?
I think that the current city council, the climate is not representative of our community. I think there's been a lot of infighting, a lot of non-cooperation, and I don't think that represents Bethel. This is a very generous community that people come together and get things done and work together, and I don't think that's being displayed right now, and I want to be part of restoring that in our community.
Putting yourself into this current council, how would you do that?
How would I do that? I think it has to do with decorum and how you hold yourself. And whether you have issues with someone on the council or not, you have to find a way to be professional in how you conduct yourself and how you carry out the process of listening to the community, working with other council members, and putting aside your own interests for the good of Bethel.
Mm-hmm. what kind of experience, maybe volunteer work here, what other experience do you have makes you qualified to be a Bethel City Council member?
Yeah, so like I said, I had an internship with the City Planning Office, and I attended commission meetings, which I really enjoyed and thought was really interesting. And when I was growing up here, I had no idea what any of those commissions did or really how the city government worked. But, you know, through that internship, I was very much included and treated as an equal, and I learned a lot. And working with the school, working with students that they're like students I went to school with, you know, and it's really cool to be able to connect again with the community in that way. And like this past year, I started the Warrior Volunteer Club to get students out in the community volunteering and connecting with their own community as well.
Cool. are there other things that you can think of that would improve the way that council currently operates?
Other than people being more aware of how frustrated the community is with personal relations on the council, you know, and people digging their feet in and not willing to work with other people. And it's kind of become this like trench, people on other sides of the trench, you know, and I don't think that's useful. And I don't think that's going to get us any further when we have so many issues that are presenting themselves in this community.
You've talked about wanting to improve the way that council comes to decisions, but are there specific things that you want to accomplish if you get elected?
So for me, I think a really big issue that just keeps surfacing is this issue of alcohol. And we seem to keep voting on it, which is great. We should always be reevaluating it. But alcohol isn't going away. And whether it's legal in town to sell it or not, we need to come up with a better solution so that we're supporting the organizations that are dealing with it head on, like TWC, police and EMS, and those kind of frontline people. But also we need to work on a more comprehensive prevention, recovery, working with like this intergenerational trauma. And so that's extremely important to me. And seeing students at school that are dealing with it firsthand, we need to get a handle on that and not just worry about the revenue we're getting or whether we have a liquor store or not. Mm-hmm.
And how do you want to tackle the alcohol issue? Are there specific, you know, laws that you want to introduce? Or?
So I've been researching that. I haven't found the silver bullet, but one thing is that I think we need to have more community partnerships, whether that's through YKHC, the schools, the city, so that we can tackle this in a lot of different ways so that we're supporting our community and also building community so that people aren't siloed off trying to handle these big issues by themselves. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing about Bethel?
Oh, my favorite thing. Definitely the people. That's first. The relationships here that you develop when you grow up here are really important. And also, like, coming back as an adult, the people that I've met have just been, like, made this such a better place for me and I think in general and are doing really good things. But I also love being able to get on the river at any time. And I love going out berry picking and just appreciating Bethel's beauty, too. You know, it's not something people talk about a lot, I feel, but it is a beautiful place. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you want to say to your constituents?
I just want to say, please go vote. You know, whoever you decide or you think the best candidates are, that is totally amazing if you get out there and actually make your voice heard so that we can work together to improve Bethel and look forward to the future.
Thanks for listening to Coffee at KYUK. Join us again next week as we continue learning about the candidates running for Bethel City Council. On Tuesday, we'll be talking to Alyssa Gustafson-Leary. And tune in for a live broadcast of the Candidates Forum on the 17th at 6:30 p.m. on KYUK.